Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
All right, welcome back. Hey, got a great idea for a gift for the upcoming holidays for somebody. Is there's a book out called Letters Home from World War II from St. Louisans. I mean, what a very specific book this is, and filled with the very personal letters that people would write home, some from people in war camps, prisoners of war, I should say, and others that were serving in various places around the globe during World War II. And we're lucky enough to get the author on here with us this morning. Christopher Allen Gordon is our guest. And Mr. Gordon, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing fine. This is a great book. I haven't had a chance to read it cover to cover, but I have read an example of some of these letters. And wow, how did you go about assembling these, first of all? I mean, how did you solicit them and then decide which ones you were going to put in this book?
Well, I have knowledge of area archives and repositories, and I knew that, you know, World War II letters are, you know, common because there were so many millions of them that were written. And so I was lucky enough to be able to go around and just go through these collections and find the ones that really spoke to the experience of the soldiers and servicemen that were serving in World War II.
So you didn't necessarily have to go to the individual families and solicit the letters. These were things that were already in archives?
That's correct. That's, yes, awesome. There is one private collection in there, a great story. But yes, for the most part, these were in local collections.
What's the main theme of most of them? I mean, obviously, love stories had to be in there of their boyfriend or loved one, you know, being away at war and him writing letters. Was the letters also both ways, letters to the soldiers or only from the soldiers?
These were from the soldiers for the most part. And the common theme, as you can imagine, is, you know, I want this to be over with, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I want this to be over. I want to come home. That they express their love to their families, to their wives, to their girlfriends. They want to reassure them that they're safe, you know, as safe as they could be. But you know, the underlying theme is, let's get this over and let me come home.
Yeah, well, the book is called Letters Home from World War II. One of the first ones that caught my eye as I went through here was from Bill Martin, who goes in as a private, and then you follow up in his history in the military, and he ends up in a high ranking position in the country. But before I let you give that away, he was very analytical and very critical of, like, his you know, basic training and leadership in the military.
Yeah. And he, you know, his analysis was really interesting and incredible. And, you know, some of the things that he was writing about, his passing along to anyone that would listen basically was, you know, and this was before the war. This was right before the war. And he's saying, you know, these new enlistments, they really need to understand what they're fighting for in terms of democracy. And I'm not seeing any flags. I'm not seeing any patriotic bands. I'm not seeing, you know, too much talk about civics and things like that. And these men really need to understand what they're fighting for. And I think he got his point across.
Yeah, he did. He becomes a full bird colonel by the time the war is over and goes on to lead the Fed. Am I right?
That's right.
Yeah.
William McChesney Martin was the longest serving Fed chairman in history. Yeah. Wow.
Isn't that something from right here in St. Louis?
That's fantastic. And then all of the stories are local people. And do they do you kind of narrate the ties back here and those who survived? And I'm sure some people who wrote the letters didn't make it home, correct?
That's correct, sadly. And, you know, in each story, I tried to provide as much context as I could about, you know, what the conditions they were fighting in and serving in, and giving background about what they did, you know, before they went into the service. And then, of course, what happened after they came home and ultimately, you know, where they're resting.
Well, Christopher Allen Gordon, we appreciate your time this morning. The book is called Letters Home from World War II, St. Louis, Messages of Hope and Heartbreak from the Front Lines. Fascinating book. And I know somebody out there is thinking, wow, I'm going to have to buy that for my loved one for the holidays. Can they get it on Amazon? Is that the best place?
Yeah, or the Reedy Press website,
okay.
Or certainly local bookstores as well.
Outstanding. Christopher, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.